So I'm excited about this new feature.
So this happened.
And this is a weird moment in history kind of segment. And I got the idea for it when I saw a movie that was actually premiered at Sundance. It's called Nuts! Point.
I remember Nuts.
And it is about this doctor. Well, you couldn't really call him a doctor. It was just sort of a man who claimed to be a doctor. And let me find, where's the old-timey bed in here? Do we know? Maybe this will be good enough. Okay, that's fine. In the 1920s, this dude claimed that he could cure impotency by putting the balls of goats inside a human scrotum. So if you suffered for infertility, you'd go to this guy, John Romulus Brinkley, who lived in Kansas, and if you paid him a sum of $750, he would put a goat ball in yours. He wouldn't remove yours. He would just put one in there.
Oh.
What?
And
just kind of slide yours over?
Yes, and this became a very, very popular procedure at the time. Following one of his crude operations, the body of a patient would typically absorb the goat gonads as foreign matter, so... they were never accepted as part of the body since they were just kind of...
Plopped in there.
There have been no reports of children being born to this, but for some reason, people bought this hook, line, and sinker.
Ew.
And this guy must have had an incredible kind of pitch. And maybe we should... Can we do an imagining of this pitch?
Yeah, sure.
How he got people to believe that putting... a nut of a goat inside of your bits.
And not redoing the wiring at all.
Would actually work.
Right.
Okay. Say hey, young man, with your beautiful wife. Why don't you two have a rug rat or two in tow?
Well, we've been trying, sir.
But I think Johnny's firing blanks, mister. He sails the catamaran to Tuna Town most every night, but we've got nothing to show for it.
It's true. My swimmers can't swim.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Empty Nut, have I got the thing for you. You'll need the life-giving magic of goat balls.
Goat balls?
Yes, goat balls. The balls of a goat. Take Seamus the goat here, and look at these fine goat-producing machines. Quite the grotum, eh?
Sure is, mister.
So I'm going to take Seamus the goat's testes here and xenotransplant them.
Xeno what, sir? That's an awful fancy-sounding doctor word that gives you instant credibility in my uneducated eyes.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I didn't go to a week of medical school for nothing. So I'm going to put these goat balls into his bag of beans, and before you can say alakazam, you'll be as potent as Mary Johnson sarsaparilla.
But, mister, if Johnny has the nards of a goat in him, won't I have goat children?
That's a good question, young lady. The short answer is no. And the long answer is no. It's never happened before, and I bet my bottom dollar won't happen this time. So, do we have a deal?
Okay, mister. Spit shake on it.
No, no. No spit shaking. I have to perform a medical operation on you, Johnny. And spit is unsanitary. I'll just wash up with some of my own vomit here, and I'll see you behind that hot dog stand in just a jiffy, and we'll take care of you, Super Spliffy.
He did have a pretty strong cell.
The long answer is no. Unsurprisingly, in light of his questionable medical training, Romulus Brinkley, some patients suffered from infection and an undetermined number died.
But
this was still...
But at least they didn't have goat babies. That would have been worse.
Yes, but this was still a thing from a flim-flam artist, John Romulus Brinkley, who also ran for Kansas governor back in 1929.
That's so crazy. I'm going to have to watch this documentary. Nuts, it's called?
Nuts! !!
Okay.
So, this happened.
All right, we hope you enjoyed that look back in history.